Gossipnista here, your one and only source into the real lives of New Yorkers and what it's like to live in New York City. So is it all glitz and glamour? Where do you start? What should you know? And who am I? I'll tell you everything you need to know, and you'll thank me for it. XOXO, Gossipnista. Hi, and welcome to the Gossipnista podcast. I'm your host, Mariana Monks, and I know I've been MIA for a while, guys. I am here. I am alive, knock on wood. I am dropping in your feed unexpectedly today to finish off season 5. Hooray! Yes, I'm excited. We have so many amazing interviews coming up, but before I move into elaborating furthermore on anything, I just want to take a second to thank you for clicking on this episode. Thank you for tuning into this podcast. Thank you for all of you that have been with me throughout this journey. And thanks to all for your wonderfully amazing support and friendships. I have a couple of wonderful new episodes coming, which are all about New York City in the next couple of weeks. And they will mostly be dropping on the weekends. I had to change the scheduling to weekends, so please keep an eye out for that then. And to address the big elephant in the room, which is, where have I been and why did I drop off the face of the earth from this podcast in the last couple of months? A lot of big life moments happened over the summer for me, so as the season wraps up, I'll share a little bit more about it. Stay tuned. But what I can share more of today is my wonderful guest, whose name is Marianne Yip, and her big life moment that happened recently. It's such a beautiful New York story and journey, which feels like it's coming straight out of a New York City serendipitous fairy tale book. I mean, Marianne is a native New Yorker. She's a content creator, author, and podcaster on all things New York City. So you know there's going to be a lot of great info in our conversation today and storytelling about the city. So without further ado, let's just dive right into our conversation. Here is my interview with Marianne Yip. Hey, Marianne, welcome to the Gossipnista podcast. I am so happy to have you on today. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me. You were on my podcast, so I feel like we're already friends and I'm super excited.
Yes, I was on your podcast. That was such an amazing, you know, interview to do with you. So thank you for having me there. Now I have you on here and it's been a minute and you have so much to share. So I'm excited for my audience to, you know, hear your story. And so where I like to start is essentially getting to know your New York story. And the first question is, are you a native New Yorker, Marianne?
Yes, I am. Super proud. I feel like people who know me are probably annoyed of me, but I always say, I'm a native New Yorker. So yes, I grew up in the Lower East Side. Then I moved to Williamsburg and I currently reside in Ridgewood, Queens now, which is insane because I never thought I'd be a Queens girl. But oh my gosh. I am.
Wow. Okay. You said a lot there. A lot of things we're gonna dive into in a second. So I love that. Okay, native New Yorker. That always warms my heart to hear when someone says that. So that's awesome. Okay. So you said you were born on the Lower East Side of Manhattan?
Yeah. Grew up. Yep. Born and raised in the Lower East Side.
And so did you grow up there most of your life until you had
Absolutely. Yeah. And then so I went to college and then, yeah. So that's been my roots, my childhood. I have so much love for the LES.
So typically where? Like, I mean, because, you know, the Lower East Side, it's big. So, you know.
Okay. So I always tell people, if you've been to Pianos, which most New Yorkers have, I live on that block.
I don't know Pianos. People that are listening here may not know. So like define, you know, like, yeah.
Do you know where Cats, like the popular?
That block. Okay. Yeah. And so Williamsburg, how was it living in Brooklyn?
I loved Williamsburg because I felt, first of all, I feel like as a New Yorker or anybody where you live, you're drawn to a specific neighborhood due to whatever's happening in your life. And since I grew up in the Lower East Side and it was so chaotic and, you know, like the life of the party, that's the type of a neighborhood that I would describe it as. I just outgrew it. So when I graduated from college, I knew I kind of wanted to explore something different, a little more chilled. And Williamsburg is like a very fun, laid back neighborhood. So I felt drawn to Williamsburg. And I think till this day, it's still one of my favorite neighborhoods. And I wouldn't have left if it wasn't for the low inventory and the increased rent. But yeah.
New York for sure. Okay, so I love how you define the two various areas there. I think some would still argue that Williamsburg, that's probably the most trendiest area of Brooklyn. Would you agree, disagree?
No, absolutely. I think it is trendy. I'm not going to discount that. I think there is a laid back attitude compared to the city.
Definitely, definitely. I know what you mean too. Yeah, and I love that. And so, you said you went off to college. Did you leave New York City? Did you stay in New York City? I'm curious, have you lived outside of New York City? That was a lot of questions, but
It's
start with.
interesting. No, I love this question because I actually went to Syracuse University, which is about 5 hours, upstate. But I was debating whether or not to go to NYU or Syracuse. But since I grew up in the city, I just always wanted that campus feel and that like college life that I wanted to do it up, like the things you see in the movies. Like I wanted to go to the frat parties, I wanted to go to like the dorm life, represent my college teams in like sports. And then with NYU, of course, NYU has a name for itself, but I just felt like the city would have been my campus, and that's not a bad thing. But I wanted to like go away and again have that, I don't want to say traditional, but I guess that cliche, what you think of college. And that's what
Definitely
I got.
something
And
different.
I loved it.
Yeah, that's amazing. That so you were still in New York, technically. Have you ever lived outside of New York?
But then I studied abroad my sophomore year. So I spent basically 3 to 4 semesters in London. And I guess that jump started my, desire and love for travel.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. So that's awesome. So you were 3 months in London. And so now I'm curious to know, given you're living in, the best state place in the US, New York City, and you've traveled. I know you've extensively traveled, all across the world. Do you see yourself ever living anywhere else, or is your heart still New York?
I get this question all the time, and it's so funny because I'm not lying to you. There was a moment, maybe like 3 years ago, I was seriously debating whether or not to move to London temporarily, but there was so much, it wasn't like restrictions, it was just like rules about like visas, and it got a little too complicated, especially if you're self-employed. So I just figured if I didn't want to do that, I could just, travel and be there for 30 days instead of like temporarily moving. So that was one thing that I tried to do in the past but failed. But as of now, it's so weird because New York, it's like you can't. I love New York so much. Do I think it's forever? I'm not sure, given the circumstances of my life right now. But I do feel like I don't know. It's like when you grow up here, it's like there's no place like New York.
No, definitely. And like I actually went to London for the first time as well last year. It was my first time, but I didn't live there, but I went to like Paris and other European cities, and I said to my husband, like, I could see us living in London, like of all the places, right? I was like, I love London. It had a little bit of, I think, of a New York energy too. Not as much or as big, but it was cozier, and I loved it. So it's funny that you were thinking of that too. So all right, awesome. I am excited to learn that background there. So Marianne, what is it that you ultimately like specifically love about New York City, like being a New Yorker?
I think the city always motivates you in ways that you may not expect or want to. Like I look back at just the things that I've done personally and professionally throughout just like growing up here. And I feel like I've always been motivated because if you're not motivated, you're going to be left behind, as you know, harsh as that sounds. This city is not the most forgiving, right? But I think like that's the beauty of it. Growing up here, I feel like I have thick skin. I'm super direct. I don't take things personally. And these are skills that when you're young, you don't realize how impactful and powerful they are until you're an adult. And you know, they teach you know, math and science in school, and that's great. But I feel like New York teaches you life skills.
Yeah, street smarts. You have like
Yes,
that, like for sure. Because I mean, you have to navigate it on your own at some point growing up and
absolutely.
so forth. And you don't get that in suburbia, no offense, anywhere, you know, driving cars and so forth. So yeah, and getting used to the trains and so forth. How was that for you while we're on that subject? Was that, I mean, did your parents let you go out into the city on your own early? I mean, you know,
They
was it
did, and
hard?
that's yes, and that's something that I do respect about them, because you know I'm expecting now and I don't know how I'm
You
going to
feel?
navigate this whole like motherhood, but my parents gave me a lot of freedom. But with that being said, I think it was due to the fact that they trusted me and I was always, you know, a good girl. I mean, don't get me wrong, I've done, you know, teenage things here and there, but for the most part, I never took advantage of the freedom I had. And when they gave me freedom, that led to being independent. And I think that's why I've learned a real, I mean, really young age to kind of, you know, get things done. Like I had a job since I was 14. It just teaches you to be very self-sufficient.
Oh wow, a job at 14. What were you doing? I'm curious. Like, I mean,
Yeah, I mean, I worked at a
okay.
laundromat.
Oh,
That's why I hate doing laundry now.
awesome. Oh, that's hilarious. Okay. Well, you've been hustling for a long time, so that is awesome. Okay, so we talked about, you know, what it's like being a New Yorker, living in New York, what you love about it. Like, is there more specific like things you like and then dislike about it if you had to like run off a list?
Yeah, I mean, I think we talk a lot about things that we like. I love the energy. I love that it's like a city. I know it's so cliche, but it truly is a city that never sleeps. If you wake up in the middle of the night or in the morning, whatever time, and you want to do something, chances are you can do it. You know, you can say, you know what, I want to board an Amtrak to, you know, upstate New Jersey, wherever, and you want to have a little adventure. That's totally doable. You want to just wake up and go to the deli and get a bacon, egg, and cheese to, you know, cure your hangover. You can do that. There's arts, there's museums. It's like anything you can think of. The city just is like the world is your oyster. Like, come and just take advantage of it. So I love the accessibility. I will say the one, you know, caveat to that is that the city seems, you know, so big and it can be intimidating for those, especially who are visiting or are not familiar. But even as a native, you can feel lonely. Like sometimes I take the train and I'm like, I'm surrounded by so many people and it's like rush hour. But there are moments, you know, in the past where I'm like, wow, I just feel so alone. And well, no, I should use lonely, not alone, because you can be lonely and not feel alone. You can feel alone and not lonely. I would just feel very lonely in a city like New York.
I think
So you
that
have to find your people. Yeah.
I think New York can do that, right? It's like you're overstimulated at points, but then you also feel lonely because, yeah, like you said, you need to find your people, your tribe, and you kind of just figure your way through it. So that makes sense. That makes absolutely sense. So that's the only thing you dislike?
And maybe, you know, like the trash and like the stinky subways. I'm still scared of rats till this day. Like I would jump.
Really? Oh, my.
Yeah, and the rent, let's not even go there, but the rent is insane.
I mean, I feel like, you know, the pandemic 2020, like New York, I mean, had a big shift. And as a native New Yorker, I'd like to ask, like, you know, what you felt during that time and what the difference you've seen in New York, you know, before then, during it, and probably now.
Well, before it was a city that just was like unstoppable, right? I just felt like We were on top of the world because I always say New York is the best city in the world. Then when the pandemic happened, it was shocking for me where everything basically stopped. Like trains were not running, Times Square was empty. Like that's like a historical moment because even when it snows and it rains, you know, when we have like snowstorms, people are still out. Like my mom, she still goes out. She does not care. But this was a moment where everybody had to pause and it was eerie. Like I didn't go out, but I saw, you know, some videos and news coverage and it was just like a ghost town. And I know that a lot of places were like that, but for New York to be like that was shocking. And, you know, I lived through it. I was here for it. And I think, you know, we're not completely back, but I do think New York is resilient and we're definitely getting there. But I think a lot of people also left. So, yeah.
I feel like you said, it hasn't fully come back. I mean, there was a lot of places that shut down. You know, it's still like the little old places that were open for 50 years, 60 years, they didn't make it through the pandemic, you know, like businesses, like there's a lot of its character, I feel, was lost throughout the pandemic. And when you say we fully haven't came back, what do you mean by that? Like, what is needed?
I don't know if it's the people, but I feel like there's, I hate the, I don't know. I want to say energy. There is still this New York energy, but it's like a different energy. It's like right now we're almost just navigating. And I think before we were like present and like living and like still, it was like I think of it as like a machine, you know, we were like just running smoothly. And now it's like we're running smoothly, but we're still not as efficient.
It as you're saying this, I'm like, oh, that's what happened. This like
Yeah.
forced New York to like kind of chill, you know, go a little slower and kind of evolve to, I don't know, we don't know yet, right? So crazy. All right, so let's move on to a question I love asking every native New Yorker, and this is because there's so many, you know, directions it could go in and so many arguments with regards to it. And it's like, you know, so in your mind as a native New Yorker, what do you think makes a New Yorker, a New Yorker? Like, who can be a New Yorker, who can call themselves a New Yorker?
I don't know what the rule is, but somebody told me if you live in the city for 9 years, I don't know where 9 came from, like you're an officially a New Yorker. I don't really have a, you know, requirement like that, but I do think there is somewhat of a time frame. I don't know what that is. I think maybe 8, maybe 9, anywhere between that. And I think the reason why they have so many years is that if you've lived like a full life, right, and you've spent only 5 years in New York, you can't really call yourself a New Yorker. Whereas I think when people who have lived at least like 10, that's a lot to say that you have the city figured out, you've given the city a chance, and you basically quote unquote made it because the city is not for everybody. And I think New Yorkers, we're not rude, we're just real. And we just like know how to navigate. I think also if you know how to navigate the subway system, that's like a huge plus because if you can't call yourself a New Yorker and not know where's uptown and downtown.
Yes, or you know, east and west and
Yeah.
whatever. I like what you said. And I'm happy to hear that you don't necessarily categorize like New Yorker means you have to be born in New York, and there's a time frame
No,
at
no,
least.
no.
I do
Yeah.
appreciate that. I do want to a little bit argue in the sense of like, you know, I feel like someone could live in New York for 9, 10 years and never go outside their home, never do anything, never live and truly be in the city. And then someone can come for like 2 to 3 years and have mastered the city and done everything and gone everywhere and know everyone. And then are they not considered a New Yorker?
Well, I think that's interesting because I think when you live somewhere, I'm not saying that's an excuse to not explore. You know, that's not what I do. But I think it's somewhat normal Because, like, you know, when you any tourists that come, they do all the quote unquote touristy things. And a lot of New Yorkers have not done it. I mean, I've taken the initiative to do so just because I do love exploring. Like, I love going to the museums, and I do, you know, I have gone to like, I love Broadway. I love, you know, anything that's like quote unquote touristy. But so many people don't do that. And I don't necessarily think that disqualifies them from being a New Yorker.
I hear that. Yeah, I hear that. But yeah, okay, let's move on to the next question, which I want, you know, obviously you're a native New Yorker. You've been in New York forever, so you must have more than just one of these stories. But I'd love to hear like an Only in New York story that has happened to you that is either funny, good, bad, scary, whatever it is. Like it can only happen in New York.
That could only happen in New York. I'm trying
Right.
to think. I mean, when you first said this, I don't know if this is like the answer to your question, but I will say there are a few people who live in New York that I know. I'm not like best friends with, but you know, like we're cool. We follow each other. We're acquaintances. And when I've traveled like outside of New York, like I'm talking about internationally, like one time was Portugal, another time was Cuba. Another time was Amsterdam. These are three different occasions, and I have seen like there are three different people from New York at these locations, and it's not like we're traveling together. I thought that was really weird because think about it. Take a moment to think when you're traveling. First of all, the dates are there can be so many dates, right? You can go anytime. Let's say there was one time it was like at this museum, but like an outdoor like park museum. Like, what are the chances of you visiting and then you're telling, you know, whoever you're visiting with, like, oh, let me go on a Wednesday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'm gonna be on this specific spot in this big park. So it's not like a New York story to say, but it is kind of like a different perspective on the question.
I love that. No. And I mean, it's like that one, it shows New Yorkers are well traveled, so they like to travel, right? And two, I mean, New York City is like closer to Europe and all these areas, so it's definitely a lot more accessibility. So I can see this as a, you know, only in New York, you're going to run into these people. You know, even though it's, again, you don't know the time and place, it's serendipitous. It's cool.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and there's like so many stories. It's one of those things where people put you on the spot and then you're like,
Hundred percent,
I don't have
100%. It's like, wait,
anything.
which one do I rack through? I don't know. I'm
Yeah,
sure I have one. No,
exactly.
I really appreciate that one. Like, I love it. Okay, so I might put you on the spot with one more question, but
Give it to me.
okay, we gotta like we're on a time crunch for our interview. I got lots of questions. So, all right. So, this podcast is like not only based, you know, to give information to native New Yorkers, but those that are looking to move here and just absorb themselves in New York. So, what advice would you give to someone who's wanting to make the move to New York City?
I think the decision to move to New York City already in itself is admirable because, you know, I have my own podcast, and when I interview people as well, and they say they moved here with like $200 in their bank account, with a one-way ticket, no job, and I'm like, what the hell? And then they make it. And I think the city will call your name because, you know, you're like meant for it. Like there's something about the city that I don't think people would consider unless they're like built to survive in a way. So I think that's already like filtering the boldness and bravery of people who come here. And I think too, definitely give the city a chance and be patient and offer yourself compassion, because I think a lot of people have these expectations of New York, right? Because it's glamorized by TV and films and books. And they think once they get here, everything is going to be all, you know, like flashing lights. And though those instances may occur, it does take time to get your groove on, to get your footing down. And I think you need to be able to like take it day by day, because it can be so overwhelming, but to look at it as like every day is a chance to make some progress, right? Whether it's like going to a new cafe, and you can always make friends. That's like the best part about New York. You can make friends on the streets, in the subway, in the cafe. So if you have an open mind, open heart, and just like an energy, like an inviting energy, you will attract those who are also willing to like meet you halfway and be friends with
Beautiful. I love that. That is
you.
great advice. And I've asked this question to other people before, and it's when I ask people who are not native New Yorkers, so like, what do I have to tell New Yorkers? I like to ask, what feedback would you give to native New Yorkers? Like, you give feedback to those that have come to the city and are new. Like, any feedback to native New Yorkers?
About like
Anything.
welcoming others.
Anything in general.
I think to not be so, I don't want to say like not to let that New York ego get in the way, because I think I've had that done before in the past. Like there's definitely New York pride, but like there's also a way to go about it and also be open and help others. Like it was funny because I remember in school, like people would be like, "I'm from New York," and then like all the natives would be like, "Oh yeah, like where exactly?" And then people would be like, "On Long Island or like Jersey," and it's like, "You're not from New York," and it's like there's this like pride thing, which is like hilarious, and I love it. It like definitely unifies us. But I think when you grow older, to kind of let that go, because at the end of the day, the place is so big, like everybody can be a part of it, and it's not so black and white about like what's your zip code and like, you know what I mean? It's like if you feel called to it, even if people, you know, can't afford to live here but travel here all the time and they have a love for New York, it's like it's okay to invite people.
I love it.
So,
I love it. Coming from a New Yorker, guys. All right.
yeah.
Now I don't want to put you on the spot for this one, and we can bypass it if something doesn't come to you. But if you were to create a New York quote that is like yours, that anything that comes out of your mind, what would it be?
Well, I think I said this before, but I think like I would, if somebody tries to like come at me, you know, I would just be like, I'm not rude, I'm just being real. Like point blank, because I think so many people are like, "Oh, you're so this and you come off like, you know, bossy or strict or arrogant." And I'm like, "But I'm really not." Like the fact that you're perceiving this is just like you're taking it personally. I'm just being like real, I'm just being honest, I'm just being like I don't have time to like beat around the bushes, you know? And I think a lot of New Yorkers can agree that we're just real.
Yes, there you go. New Yorkers are just real, period. Great way to end this first segment, Marianne. Okay. I've loved hearing and learning about your journey in New York City and how you've traveled and met people here and there that are New Yorkers. It's been so wonderful. So I want to now dive into our second segment. We're going to talk about more about you specifically and like your background and like your career path and the different projects and things you have going. So I know you're a New York lifestyle content creator and blogger, and there's so many more titles we can add to that. And so we're going to dive into that. So let me just open it up, Marianne, with like. Gossip Nista here. I hope you're enjoying the show so far. I wanted to hop in here to ask that if you haven't yet, if you could please subscribe, rate, and review this podcast wherever you listen. This will help me reach more people and spread the word about New York City and those who love it. And if you want to stay up to date, be sure to follow at Gossipnista Podcast on Instagram. Now, back to the show. So let me just open it up, Marianne, with like, what is your career background, or like, what is it that led you to where you are today?
I love this question, and I feel like it's so appropriate to tie in with the podcast because we've been talking all about New York, and I feel like for me, that was always kind of my DNA. So when I, you know, went to Syracuse, I studied PR marketing and psychology. I got into advertising, and that was the same year that I started my blog, and Instagram was, you know, kind of booming. It was like something, but nothing that we knew what it could be. And I started a blog. My blog is literally called Marianne New York City. So it's like New York is always with me. And I was just sharing a lot of my lifestyle and things to do, like whether it's seasonal, so like the best winter activities, best fall activities, just sharing again, like who I was and how I saw New York through my eyes. And then when I traveled, I added a travel component. So that's like my whole blog and, you know, social media and all of that. And then segue into podcasting. My podcast is called The City Confessions. Again, bringing back New York into it, just because I love storytelling. And I feel like I've met so many people over the years. I've always been like super social and outgoing, and I would have these conversations and I would just be so intrigued by people's stories because I think everybody's story is unique and valid and just so special. And I was like, I want to create a platform to, give a voice to all these people who
Love it.
otherwise probably wouldn't be able to speak on, whatever they want to talk about.
Absolutely.
And then during the pandemic, I wrote a book called Unhinged, and it's
Yes.
about my New York City dating life. Again, New York, I can't get away from it.
It's your
But
essence. I mean, girl, no, I love it. Yes.
So like I feel like everything I do has a New York City component, because it's so much a part of who I am. But yeah, long story short, I wrote a book about my dating life and just, but more than that, it's a book about self-discovery and navigating, adulthood in the midst of your 20s, because it's such an interesting time. And I weave in, my experience with therapy and just finding myself and like
Right.
dating and all that. So it's kind of like a modern take on Sex and the City, is
I
what I
love
would
it.
say.
Yeah. Unhinged.
Yes.
Okay. You just dropped a whole lot quickly, which I love it because now, okay, so you're a content creator, you're an author, you're a podcaster. There's so much in the fabric of all this is New York City. Right. So I love that. Let's focus on your Unhinged book, which again, you said it's about dating and navigating dating. And if you can elaborate a bit more on that and then the beautiful story that came from it, that would be amazing.
Yeah, so I have, as girls do, we talk about our dating life and about men, so our girlfriends. And my best friend, she's married now, but at the time, she was engaged and she lives, we have like a long distance friendship. She lives in Philadelphia. We met in the city when we were working together in advertising. Long story short, I would call her after every single day, give her a little powwow. It wouldn't even be a little. Let's like, honestly, it was like an hour conversation minimum. And during the pandemic, she was just like, listen, you need to write a book. She knew that I love writing. And she was like, your stories is like interesting, entertaining. Like you can't make this up. And I toyed with the idea and I was like, you know what? I have nothing better to do. Like, let me just sit down and write this book. And honestly, I was surprised by how naturally the words came out. And like, I'm knocking on wood now, but I didn't have writer's block. I knew exactly what my chapters would be named, what my title would be,
That's
how my, like
awesome.
everything just like was a vision. And I was like, oh my God. And so I started writing it, and long story short, I, got it edited, got it published all of 2021, and then it got published this year, March 1st of
Amazing.
2022. But yeah, I talk about 12 different men, what I've learned from them, why I navigated our relationship the way I did, and the key takeaways from each relationship. And yeah.
What would you say the overall key takeaway it was from dating in New York City?
That when you're dating in New York City, like to be less focused on like finding quote unquote the one and focus on like basically finding yourself. Because that's what I say, like my book's about New York City dating, but the overarching message or the overarching storyline is about my self-discovery and my self-love and about honoring where I'm at in my life and not being defined by my relationship status. So that's like the overarching message. And yeah, each relationship you have brings you closer to finding your person. And it's not finding your perfect person, it's finding your person. Like that's the thing. Like everybody's different. It's not about this checklist,
Nope, it's the experiences and what you learn from them and take on to your next one. And so I'm sorry, I'm like glowing here because like I want to talk about like so you were single when this book came out, and you've had like a big life change since the book came out. The book came out in 2022 this year. Can you like share with our audience what happened from this book?
I basically I wanted to promote my book, and then I went to talk at a panel with Vince Camuto, the fashion brand, about my book. They were doing this like fearless campaign. I spoke about it. It was like the best time of my life. I felt so comfortable on stage. Long story short, as I'm leaving, this guy stops me and he asks about my book because he heard me speak. And is he's like, "Oh, is this book for guys?" I don't know if it was a joke or not, but I was like, "No, it's for girls." But I was like, "If you want the book and you want to read it, maybe you can learn a thing or two. Like, here you go." Because I had my book, and again, I was like in a rush. I didn't have time to have a conversation, so we had a lot of like small talk, and he was cool, but I was like, okay, whatever, I gotta go. So I go to the back to get my belongings, and then when I go to the door, he stops me. And he's like, "Hey, I don't know if this is too forward, but can I get your number?" And if people read my book, they know that I am drawn to older men. So I had to ask him how old he was. And he said 27. And I'm 30. So I was like, "No, like you're too young for me." And he's like, "It's only a few years." And at the time, again, I was so caught off guard and I thought it was so bold of him to come. And I was like in a rush. Like I didn't really have time to like reject him or think about it. I just said, "Hey, here, whatever, take my number, blah, blah, blah." And yeah, I mean, he texted me, we hit it off, we were dating. And when I say we were dating, it was like, it's so different to meet somebody in real life without the apps, because all of the insecurities that you normally have with the apps are almost gone. It's like it's just you and them. And yeah, we went on many, many dates. I knew from early on that he was my person, and we moved in together. He has a dog. The dog is literally with me now. I'm a dog mom. We're expecting. So my life went from 0 to 100 real quick, but it was due to the fact that I let go of like my past, like restrictions and expectations and just control. I let the universe do its thing. And here I am. Went
Oh
from,
my
yeah, it's crazy.
I have like goosebumps all over my body. That was like amazing. Such an incredible New York story. First you're a native New Yorker, and then we went into like how New York is your essence and everything you've created within it. And now you're like in this whole new world. You're about to venture into a whole new world of being a mom, and everything else you're still doing. I'm assuming you're gonna be doing, right?
Yeah, and actually, really quick, it's so funny because when you were saying before, like, what's your, only New York story? And I guess basically how I met my partner, because he's also a native too. And I feel like I'm not gonna dive into it because we kind of wrapped that session up, but there are so many factors within our meeting of like us both weren't like we weren't supposed to both be there. So the fact that we were was just like insane. But that just goes to show that New York is so big, but yet little beautiful occurrences can also happen in a
Oh my
city like
gosh.
New York.
Beautiful. Yes, that is your guys's Oni in New York story. And he's a
Yes,
native too. What are
he
the
is.
odds? What would
I
you have done
know.
if he wasn't? Would you?
No, I'm totally open to it. It's funny because there are a few like native New York men that I've dated, and automatically there's this comfort level. It's like, wow, you get me, I get you.
That's
But
beautiful.
no, I'm totally fine with like, I don't discriminate.
Okay. Awesome. Well, what it doesn't matter. You are on a new amazing journey. And again, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Yes, of course. Okay. So we're still like, I still want to learn a little bit more. Just one more question about your podcast. Now, I know the City Confessions, you have your podcast where you're also talking to, New Yorkers, sharing stories, like you noted earlier, and it's called the City Confessions. So I'm curious, like, what are the confessions of people that you learned in your process of
There's,
podcast?
yeah, there's been a wide variety, but I will say the most common ones, because there are a lot of running themes, are about like insecurities and imposter syndrome. Because a lot of people that I interview, they, I don't want to say they appear successful, they are successful, but they open up and talk about how their appearances on social or like whatever they're doing as their title almost overcomes their insecurities, or like it's like a, I don't know how to explain it, it's like a misconception. Like I think the more successful you seem to be or you are, people think that you're automatically confident. And what I've learned is that that's more often than not the case for a lot of people. Yeah.
That makes sense in a way, you know. Like, I mean, I think we all have a little bit of that in one way or another. But I mean, to have such a big presence, right? And then not feel the same way, that's always, you know, doesn't feel the best. So that's what you've learned from your interviews.
Yeah, and I mean, some people have like silly ones. Like I've had a girl tell me about, like you said, a New York story, like having sex in a New York City cab. I mean,
Oh, okay.
I've had people tell me, that like I had this beauty, like she was like a beauty expert, but she confessed like she never washed her face. She never washes her face on
Oh,
the daily
wow. That's
basis.
a
Yeah, it was like,
confession.
yeah.
Yeah,
And
no.
I just have people, it's more like, what you do in private, right?
Right. And again, what one is feeling or wanting to share at that given moment.
Yeah,
So
exactly.
that is amazing. Well, all right, guys, you have heard, you know, Marianne's a content creator and you can find her on her blog. Actually, I'm not going to plug you in. Plug yourself in, Marianne. Where can people connect with you? And before that, is there anything I may have left out that you'd like to share with regards to your New York story or, you know, just your New York background and journey and so forth?
No, I think you've definitely, nailed it. We touched upon a lot of the different categories of my quote unquote New York City life. So I'm really appreciative of that. Where people can find me, it's my name. I'm sure you'll have it in the show notes, but it's Marianne underscore Yip on Instagram. My blog is Marianne NYC. My podcast is The City Confessions. And if you want to get my book, you can support me by going to unhinged.com or just look it up on Amazon or Barnes and Nobles.
Okay. We'll add a
But
link on
yeah,
that as well. Yeah.
perfect. Thank you.
Amazing. So there you go, guys. You know where to connect with Marianne and you know, follow her in this amazing new journey that she's going into, as well as the mother. I mean, I don't want to leave without asking, like, how do you feel about being a mother and going into motherhood in the city?
I've always wanted to be a mom, so let me just like preface that. Second of all, I think it's like I'm just up for the adventure and journey. Like, do I know what's gonna happen? No, am I excited? Hell yes, but am I also scared as hell? Of course. But I think that's like the beauty of it. I don't want life to be just smooth sailing. I want it to be like, I don't know where the hell we're going, or what the hell we're doing, but I'm down for it. And that's like my whole mindset with this.
Mic drop.
Thank
Lovely. I'm just like that as well. So kudos to
you.
you. All right. And with that, again, you guys know where to connect with Marianne. But before I let you go, I like to do this segment where I do, like, it's called the New York Minute. It's a speed round of questions. It doesn't take a minute. I'll tell everyone that now, but we'll try to make it fast. Are you down to play this game just to kind of?
Yes, I love games.
Yes. Say the first thing that comes to your mind. Doesn't have to be one word. It could be, you know, whatever, but we'll try to make it fast is the gist of this. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Uptown or downtown?
Downtown.
Downtown, of course. East or west?
East.
East. Okay. Subway, bus, walking. What's your mode of transportation?
Walking.
Walking everywhere? Okay. If you had to pick, like,
Yes.
a transportation mode, is it, what would it be? Like, other than
Then
walking?
it would be Subway, yeah.
Subway? Okay. Favorite New York neighborhood?
West Village.
West Village, yes. Favorite New York borough?
I mean, right now I have to say Brooklyn.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Brooklyn. I mean, you're not in Brooklyn. You're in
I know
Queens.
I'm not in Brooklyn, but I still have to say Brooklyn. I always thought I'd be saying Manhattan, but no, I love
Oh, you
Brooklyn.
love Brooklyn. I love that.
Yeah.
Okay. So aside from Brooklyn, though, like, what neighborhood, like, in Brooklyn?
Oh, you said neighborhood. I thought you said borough.
I think I did
Sorry.
too, but now I want to know
Oh.
neighborhood.
Neighborhood in Brooklyn?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry, but I'm biased. I'm gonna stick with Williamsburg. It's my
Love it.
final answer.
Okay. Love it. Okay. Favorite New York City food, and restaurant. So any type of specific food you like in New York City, and then what restaurant is maybe your favorite?
Okay, I don't know if it's because I'm pregnant, but I've been craving and loving my bacon, egg, and cheese, from the deli,
Yes.
from the cafes. And the second question was restaurant
Yes.
or
What's a favorite restaurant?
that's a hard one. There's so many good restaurants. I mean, I love Ruby's. Do you know
Yes.
Ruby's? Yeah.
Yeah, in Kips Bay area, right? That's where
No,
I'm from.
it's the one. Well, but they I don't think I'm not sure if they have a second location, but it's the one in Soho. It's on Mulberry. But they have the
Interesting.
best like burgers and like ooh, sweet potato fries. So
Okay, well,
good.
Soho, no offense, is better than Kim's Way. So I'll go there. All right, love it. Favorite season in New York?
Fall, right now. I love the season.
Yeah. Why?
I just love the transition from like the end of August where it kind of winds down into like the chillier months. I'm all about sweater weather and like the beautiful fall changing leaves. And like Central Park during this time is like stunning. And it's just like right before winter hits. So I just love this time.
Favorite New York tourist destination?
Okay, this is kind of new, but I love One Summit Vanderbilt just because I truly believe it has the best views of the New York City skyline and skyscrapers. And I just love the windows. Like it's just a good photo moment.
Yeah, no. Okay, so I was talking to someone once and they were asking me, like, where should I go? Like, a skyrise building to go look. And I don't know, I think I noted maybe the summit because it's like you want to go on top of the Empire, right? Because it's the Empire State Building, but then it's like you don't get the Empire view.
Exactly. That's how
So,
I feel.
yeah, so it's like, ah, but you should still do all of them. That's my advice. But
Yes.
favorite non-tourist destination. So maybe like something that you like, that's quaint to you, that only you know, or that's like less touristy.
That's such a good one. I don't know because, okay, I think it's become a touristy now, but Smorgasburg was like a thing where like nobody knew, but basically it's like a food market. They have expanded it. There's one in Williamsburg on Saturdays. I think there's one in, I can't even think because they've literally expanded the locations, but it's like a foodie's dream come true. There's so many different New York City vendors where you can just go have food. And then they opened up like a second section for shops. So like there's like local shops and artisans, and it's just a great way to spend like an afternoon.
Beautiful. No, and actually I haven't been to it, or like I don't know if I've heard of it. So it's like an open outdoor air market. Okay. Perfect. Perfect. All right. Favorite holiday in New York City?
Oh my God, hands down Christmas, like Christmas markets too. I was just talking to my partner about this. Like, I cannot wait to hit up like Bryant Park, Union Square. I just love it. It's like so much fun.
It's gonna be magical for you, especially this year. I mean, in general, but yes. Favorite New York City movie or TV show?
Wait, there's so many.
You gotta pick. I mean, you get to pick two, a show and a movie. I mean, if you can.
Well, show Friends, like hands down. Movie. Why am I like blanking out on? And then my other show that came up was like Gossip Girl. So
Yes,
can
of course.
I cheat and just like replace a movie and a show with two
Sure, two
shows?
shows. Yes.
Oh
Is it the first original Gossip Girl? Is it the new one? Or no?
my God, the first. Are you kidding me? There's like cannot beat the
Have you seen the new
original.
one?
I saw glimpses, but I just can't get to it because I just love the original cast so much
Yeah,
that
definitely.
I'm attached.
I know, I know. Well, thank you for sharing those two shows. Okay, favorite weekend getaway from New York City?
The Catskills, it's the best.
Where in the Catskills, though? Catskills is really big, right? I mean,
It is big, but I don't really know the specific town. Like, I think like you can go as close as to Woodstock, you know, because that's technically like near Catskills, all the way up to I'm really bad with towns because I
No,
just
because
say
there's so
Catskills in
many.
general.
There's so many upstate, I mean, in general. And okay, perfect. We'll just keep it at Catskills. All right, now I'm gonna ask this to you because I asked this to native New Yorkers. I'm just curious, on a scale of 1 through 10, how good of a driver are you?
Okay, I think I am a 7.5, working my way to an 8 because my personality is like I'm super cautious on the, you know what I mean? Like when I'm in the car, like I'm very like I don't even drink water. That's how bad it is.
Wow,
Like
well
I'm
done.
always like hands on the wheel. Not like a frantic driver, but I'm just super focused. I will get to an 8 only like if I, you know, master parallel parking. I haven't
Oh,
done that
girl.
yet.
I
I just
don't.
get pressured. And another thing is I do have a car. I bought it during the pandemic, but I just haven't driven it as much just because I haven't, you know,
Girl,
needed
you
to,
have
I
a
guess.
car in New York City. You're native New York. I cannot believe this. Where
Girl,
on
me
heaven's
either.
earth do you keep a car in New York City?
Okay, well, my sister, I bought it okay, it's under my name. My sister and I share it. She's the one who convinced me. So she like it's we yeah we share it because it's just like way too
Yeah,
much
makes
for
sense.
I to have it. But she has it in like the Lower East Side. There's a garage that she keeps it at.
Oh
So
my.
whenever I need it, I take it. Whenever she needs it, she takes it.
That is like prime, like I want to say real estate or like a thing to have in New York City, a garage
No,
bike and a
absolutely.
car.
Yes, for sure.
Amazing. I love it. Okay. One word to describe New York City.
Magical.
Number one tip on how to live your best life in New York.
Like live for yourself. Like also like just be like unapologetically yourself. 'Cause like honestly, nobody cares. Nobody's judging you. You know what I mean? Everybody's so into their own life and like where they're at that like just do you. Just do you, boo. That's my advice.
Ooh, beautiful. And I want to end it there, but I can't because given that you have a podcast called The City Confession and you ask individuals what is it that keeps them up at night and what is their city confession? Marianne, I'm asking you this question.
Well, I think I've alluded to this before, but I guess my city confession is that where I'm at currently is not a place where I could ever imagine that I would be. And as a writer, I could not write this, life path for me, even if I tried. And for the longest, I kept questioning that, being like, this isn't part of the plan. This isn't my life story. But I've learned to let go of that narrative. And once I did, I'm now able to fully enjoy, be present, and embrace where I'm at. And I think, I don't know where I heard this from, but it's like a quote that basically is similar to, like what's everything happens for a reason. But it's like what's meant for you won't pass you by. So anytime I have doubts about where I'm at in my life, I just remember that quote and I'm like, wait, this is exactly what's meant for me. So basically my confession is that did I plan to be where I'm at now and given all the crazy circumstances? No. And am I scared? Yes. But I'm so grateful for the unknown and for this position, and I'm learning to see that this is like a beautiful, beautiful journey.
Absolutely. And we are all excited for you and wish you all the amazingness to come. And we
Thank
and I appreciate you being on the podcast and sharing your story and, giving words of wisdom and advice and inspiration to individuals. So thank you so much, Marianne.
you for having me. Honestly, this has been such a great conversation. I'm already like uplifted. I'm ready to conquer my New York City day.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yes, let's do it. All right. Thank you, Marianne. We'll talk soon.
Thanks for tuning in to Gossipista. Your support means the world. If you've enjoyed what you've heard, please be sure to hit the subscribe button and share this podcast with your friends. Can't wait till next week's episode? Follow along on Instagram at Gossipista to get my latest New York happenings. But if you live and breathe New York City like I do and want even more, go to our website at gossipnista.com, explore, and subscribe to our newsletter to get insider tips first. Lastly, if you have any questions and/or scoop on the city, you can email me at gossipnista@gmail.com. Until next time, you know you love me. XOXO, Gossipnista.